Jason Whitling was a long way from his hometown of Ashland when he was clearing enemy explosives in Iraq. That was a year and a half ago, another lifetime ago.
We set our charges and we're leaving to get our safe distance and come around the corner, and I don't know exactly how it happened, but the Humvee ended up rolling over one time and ended up breaking my C6 vertebrae in my neck. And so I'm paralyzed from about my chest down.
Enter the nonprofit group Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. The Virginia-based group's director, Doug Plank, says they formed this coalition last year.
We really felt very strongly, especially in a political year that we had in 2004, that most people around the country, regardless of politics, cared deeply about our troops, and especially those who have been wounded and have sacrificed, the heroes that have defended us and other people.
Plank says they help returning wounded veterans get jobs, file for government benefits, and now get a handicapped accessible home. Whitling is among the first five in the country to participate in the program. The 31-year-old Marine sergeant will pay part of the cost, combined with Veterans Administration benefits and money and materials donated to this coalition. His wife, Maureen Whitling, helps by making calls to area businesses.
I just want to help as much as I can. You know, I obviously can't build stuff, but I want to help as far as, like, you know, I'm here and Doug's in California, so if I could look in the phone book and make phone calls and give him numbers of, you know, lumber yards and such, then I'll do what I can.
Jason Whitling says a fully accessible home will be a load off his shoulders.
Oh, huge. It was like, because the house I'm living in is actually my sister's house right now. And I can move around a little bit in it, but not, it's not too bad. But then to come to find out that these guys want to build me an entire home that I can get around in every room, it was something I wasn't expecting at all.
The Whitlings have already selected a contractor and hope to build in nearby Drummond this summer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.